Beloved, Christ is in our midst. On Cheese Fair Sunday today, besides standing at the threshold of Lent when we will increase our fasting from beyond simply meat, but including things like cheese and dairy products, the liturgical commemoration of this day we see in the icon on the tetrapod. It is the expulsion of Adam and Eve from paradise. This is where, for us, Lent begins. And we will traverse the entire course of salvation history from the creation of Adam and Eve, their expulsion from paradise, all the way through the death and resurrection of our Savior during this time of Lent and Great and Holy Week. From the moment when our forebears Adam and Eve were cast out of paradise to the moment when Christ comes to us and he brings us with him into the kingdom of heaven. And we see this manifest in the procession we do on Pascha night. When we go outside the temple in that procession, outside for us, it is a representation of hell, of death. And we go with Christ out, and he opens the doors for us to enter the heavenly kingdom, and he brings us with him. He brings us with him. This liturgical commemoration of the casting out of Adam and Eve from paradise also is telling us that God's justice is not our justice. And never for one instant for us to confuse human justice with God's justice, because they are not the same. They are poles apart. This is the Sunday against justice, because justice wrecks relationships. It ruins the world. For how can we call God just, as St. Isaac of Syria tells us, when he creates Adam and Eve, Christ creates them, and then they sin. And their first inclination is to look for justice. Who wronged them? It was God. Adam says as much. When God asks him what he did, Adam says, "The woman you gave me." His first words, "God, you gave me this woman, and because of her, I sinned." Adam doesn't own up to his sin before God. He's looking for justice elsewhere, to blame God. And how is God's justice manifest? These two who were cast out of paradise are the first two he goes to raise from the dead. And we see this in the icon of Pascha. For Christ extends his one hand and other to no other persons but to Adam and Eve, the ones who blamed him for being cast out of paradise, the ones who blamed him for their sin. That, beloved, is God's justice. That the ones who blame him call him unjust for even having created them, for having put a tree in the middle of the garden and told them not to eat from it. He comes to save them first. Additionally, in this commemoration of the expulsion of Adam and Eve from paradise, we are entering more deeply into fasting. And we heard our Lord tell us this in the gospel about how we are to fast. That our fasting is not to be some somber funeral procession, but our fasting is to be something with joy, And we will sing this at the Vespers for Cheese Fair Monday, for the Monday, first Monday of Lent, of Clean Week. Let us enter the fast with joy. Because fasting is not some rule-fulfilling obligation of self-deprivation. Saint Porphyrios looks at this other aspect of fasting, the true aspect of fasting. The fasting that one does when a beloved is on their way. For when someone is at home preparing for the arrival of a loved one, a family member, a friend, they will get so caught up in their preparations that they will even forget to eat. Because their focus is not on themselves. Their concern is for the other person. That's all they're worried about. And so in the midst of it all, they forget themselves and will even forget to eat, Saint Porphyrios tells us. The focus is on our beloved. And for us, the focus on our beloved is on Christ himself, our bridegroom, the bridegroom of our soul, that we so attend to him during this time that our fasting is because we are attending upon him, that we aren't looking inward selfishly at our self-will and our ego, but we are looking at him. We are so focused on him that our fasting urges us to thirst and hunger for the bridegroom, our beloved, the one who comes as he came to save Adam and Eve, who comes to save us, who comes to save us sinners also. Ones who receive communion today and go out through these doors and fall into the same sins again. And he comes to save us. He comes to save us as he comes to save Adam and Eve. Beloved, let us enter this fast with joy, not seeking human justice, but seeking God, seeking our beloved who is Christ to fill us, that we may be so forgetful of ourselves that we so focus on him that fasting becomes not a burden, but a joy.